Hi, I'm Kate, the creative producer at The Junction, and I'm here with a group of people from Hills Road who have just seen Rash Dash's performance of Another Someone, which was really amazing and really made me think. And I guess I just wanted to start by asking people what struck them about the performance, what they remembered or stood out.
What I like about the piece is it kind of just felt like a massive yawn, and kind of like a stretching feeling. It was really nice, and like you get to see them like as the characters progress and what have you, and like they move through dance, because that sort of element was just like, it was very natural, it was really organic, it was just refreshing.
It was, and the piece deals with themes of happiness and love, and actually quite serious in places as well, and I just wondered if there was anything that you particularly remember from the piece, or anything that actually you might take back into your own performance skills or practices as people that are studying theatre performing arts.
I like the bit, well basically I can't remember exactly which it was, but they're having a conversation and then we got like a bit physical and it sort of went from like sort of pedestrian movement and talking to like full on dance, and it sort of went easily back and forth, and he didn't really realise it was transition, if that's not a word, but going from bit to bit, it was quite interesting because it was just nice to know that you can just do it so fluid, and that's really nice.
Yeah, I like the way that you didn't just see them as the characters, but you also saw them as themselves, and they gave you bits about their own personal experiences.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there was something really honest and authentic about the performance, and it left me wondering throughout it how much of it was true to their own lives as well. Definitely, it felt really genuine. And are there companies that you think you might come back and see again? And did their work sort of strike you?
Definitely. I loved her reaction to her dad's death.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was so good
as well.
The fact that she could go, the whole piece was generally a happy piece.
Mm-hmm.
But for her to then switch around, and even when talking about her dad's death, not do it in a way that was wrong to be happy about it, but you could tell there was a backstory to it, and that there was a reason that she felt upset, but it wasn't just upset, she was kind of glad, but then turned it into a happy thing, and I think that was good that they dealt with an issue like death, but made it not as bad as it seemed.
Agree, it turned out with us. It almost dealt with a range of emotions and also the opportunity to say that actually sometimes it feels okay or sometimes it makes me smile, but there was a really nice, I don't know if you felt this, but a relationship between the three characters as well, because it was a sort of friendship but a love story and it's almost like a sort of trio.
What really kind of struck me about the whole performance was it's quite inspirational seeing like younger people doing something like this. Because a lot of the things we see are kind of like done by the older generations, they're more established and they're kind of in the business. But seeing like a direct link from somebody who went to Hills Road and then moving on to performing this kind of stuff is just really good, and it kind of just really interesting and kind of inspires you to just go further with it.
It makes you realise what's possible, and they've done Fringe Festivals in Edinburgh the year just gone, and actually they haven't been out of university for that long, and it really makes you realise that it's absolutely achievable. And talking to you, Richard, as well, as a course leader at Hills Road, I just wondered what your background was with Rash Dash, what you thought about the piece, and how you might use it sort of in terms of the programme and going back to the studio.
Well, I taught Helen many years ago now at Hills Road, and I just followed their fortunes as they started the company up, and I've seen them performing up at the Fringe and really, really enjoyed the work. And it's been fantastic to see them succeed so quickly. It often takes many, many years, and for them to come to public attention and get critical acclaim so quickly is wonderful. So I was delighted that they were here, and we've immediately brought them into workshop with our students, so exactly as Dane said, they've got a chance to see what people only a few years older than them are achieving and can achieve. And everybody at Hills Road at the moment in the drama department is involved in devising and creating performance work for their practical exams in a month's time. So all of them will have the chance to take different things, changes of moods, dynamics. Performance study students will be able to take the blend of dance and drama and music. Mm. The drama students will be able to take the narrative, the honesty, that wonderful, relaxed performance style that they have. So there's a huge amount to be gained for all of us. And we're delighted that Rash Dash are doing so well.
And they're not the only company that